News Radio, Utah's next traffic and weather station.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 6 of May, June 17th. This is Utah's After. I'm Scott C.
And I'm Maria Shalaya. Sunny in Salt Lake City and 95 degrees.
Overturned truck on the west side. I'm Len Thomas.
Our top story this hour, Ogden police are trying to come up with more answers from a shooting at a Catholic church. Investigators say the victim was shot by his son-in-law and remains in the ICU. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams has the latest.
Tara Evans sobbed quietly as doctors updated her husband James' improving condition. She only spoke once away from the microphone. Tara says her husband moved his head last second, and that may have saved him. McKay D ICU doc Barbara Kerwin says parishioners' fast action also helped.
With some pressure on the wound, but also I think they must have helped to keep his airway clear.
Police say son-in-law Ricky Jennings may have been high or drunk at the time. There's also a history of domestic violence. A motive remains unclear. Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
With team coverage, I'm KSL's Cleon Walt. Mass at St. James was canceled last night because of the shooting investigation, so Father Eric Richsteig moved it to this morning.
I really didn't want evil to win, and so we had Mass at 8:30, and a lot of people came.
He says they will have a special meeting on Thursday called the Liturgy of Reparation so that all evil will be expunged from the church. Bishop John Wester says it's meant to not only heal the church, but to those who witnessed the shooting. Wester says they have enough security at Catholic churches, and this was a one-time event.
So I don't think we need to, you know, get too worried or turn our churches into armed fortresses.
Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
A man investigating the source of a foul smell found the body of his neighbor today. Residents of a Taylorsville duplex say the 61-year-old had moved out last year, but apparently returned without anyone noticing. Unified Police Lieutenant Justin Hoyle says the man apparently died from natural causes.
There were no obvious signs of trauma to the victim. There were no signs of forced entry into this home.
Hoyle says police are waiting for the medical examiner's office to confirm that theory.
A suspected child sex predator slipped away from a SWAT team in West Jordan this afternoon. Police had surrounded the home of Albert Chavez after spotting him in the area, but when police went inside the home with a warrant, they didn't find anyone there. The standoff lasted for 6 hours.
KSL's top national story this hour. NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden sat down in front of a computer for a live web chat with any and all questioners today. The story with Jeff Kaplan, live from the KSL National News Desk. Jeff?
Maria, many of the people who tapped out questions tried to trip him up, asking Snowden about his NSA paycheck, why he scrambled to Hong Kong, and whether he's a traitor. That one got a mind break.
When one reader asked Snowden about speculation he's going to provide classified U.S. information to the Chinese, Snowden snapped back, calling it a predictable smear he anticipated before going public.
He is ABC's Scott Goldberg. Snowden says if I spied for the Chinese, I'd be living in a palace in China by now, but he says there's been no contact. Live, Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
Politics on KSL News Radio. The Utah House Republicans meet this Wednesday to talk about whether or not to start impeachment proceedings against Attorney General John Swallow. Speaker Becky Lockhart says they've dedicated all 3 hours of their caucus meetings to that one topic.
Well, I'm very concerned about all of this. And the House of Representatives, by the Constitution, is charged with protecting the public trust in this situation.
Lockhart says some lawmakers wish they would have already started impeachment, while others say they should wait until all of the other investigations have wrapped up before making any decision.
Russia's president says he doesn't see eye to eye with President Obama when it comes to the Syrian civil war. Mr. Obama concedes the two come at the problem from different perspectives, but both want to see an end to the violence. The White House revealed last week that it has confirmed Syrian forces used chemical weapons against rebel forces.
Well, a major Supreme Court ruling on drug company deals, which affect the prices you pay. ABC's Vic Ratner has more from the Supreme Court.
With hundreds of millions of dollars at stake, the court ruling says profit-sharing deals between drug companies to delay less expensive generic drugs could be illegal. The ruling is a major victory for the Federal Trade Commission, which has been investigating what it calls pay-for-delay deals. The commission says the deals result in consumers having to pay higher prices for brand-name drugs, while lower-cost generics are kept off the market. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Supreme Court.
A woman admits to killing her dog with the insecticide Raid. Kim Michelle Davis says that she didn't want her ex-husband to get the dog. Officers say they called in a mobile crisis unit because they believe that Davis has mental health issues.
Hopefully, this person will receive the care that they need, and which would prevent something worse in the future.
Detective Mike Hamaday says that they are thankful that they caught up with Davis before she harmed anyone or anything else. He believes that they wouldn't have found her if a concerned neighbor had not called.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News, Miss Utah USA living down a live TV flub.
Plus, traffic and weather together coming up every 10 minutes on the 9.
KSL News Time, 6:05.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Have we seen anything like this?
The National Security Agency scandal grows.
A new report said the NSA has access to uploaded email, photos, videos, chats, and even Google searches.
Wake up every day this week to find out how the world we thought we understood has changed.
This is information that we don't want to leave unsupervised in the government's hands forever.
Utah's Morning News with Grant and Amanda, 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Doug Wright.
There are some legitimate concerns here. There are some things that need to be vetted.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 6:15.
What are they looking for in a field outside Detroit? I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News. Here's a hint. They've looked for it before. Details coming up. KSL News Time, 6:07. Miss Utah USA Marissa Powell is a viral sensation, but not for placing third at last night's competition. It's for her trip up on a question about gender pay inequality.
I think public speaking is everyone's number one fear. So to have this happen to her, you know, it's a nightmare, and she's just dealing with it the best that she can. And I think she's really going to make a positive out of this.
Former Miss Utah USA 2011 Jamie Lynn Crandall says she spoke with Powell today, calling her embarrassed by what happened. Powell will appear on the Today Show tomorrow morning.
Well, so far, the Black Forest blaze in Colorado has killed two people, destroyed nearly 500 homes, and created a disaster zone. Still too hot to let evacuees go home. ABC News correspondent Clayton Sandell reports that despite the current situation, it is getting better.
There is progress. Right now, this fire is at 65% containment. And firefighters say they need three more days before that number reaches 100%.
Hundreds of firefighters have been working the line since the fire began last week.
An elderly driver plowed into a restaurant patio in Annapolis, Maryland this afternoon. The car hit four people dining at Zoe's Kitchen. Both the 78-year-old driver and one of the customers had to be taken to the hospital for treatment, but they should both recover.
Well, the stock market finished the day up, but it's been a bumpy ride for many investors over the past month. And if you're just a common investor, you're not sure if it's good news or bad news. KSL News Radio's Andy Farnsworth says, relax.
Charlotte Jessup of Smedley Financial says investing, especially if it's for retirement, is designed to be a long-term commitment, not a short-term one. She says it's like watching paint dry, and the average investor isn't wise to try and time the market for a jump in or jump out point unless they have a purpose and strategy, and getting in or out is a specific part of it.
Al Jessup says good or bad financial news shouldn't concern most people. They should just continue to invest slowly and consistently. And at 6:09, time for another check of traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the 9, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And Charles Moran, how are we doing out there?
Well, starting to see some relief, actually, Scott. We're still seeing slowdowns about 4500 south to 90th, the usual slow and go on your evening commute, and some southbound slowing before Bangor Highway. And we have this northbound accident on the 215 West Belt in Taylorsville. An overturned truck at 4900 South. No problems in Utah County. Len?
It looks like it's rolling along now in Davis County, but some thick and patchy crowding through North Salt Lake, but thins out as you approach Bountiful. Farmington is busy, but no real delays in there. Clearfield showing some heavy traffic near Hill Field, but otherwise a fairly smooth drive into Ogden. And that accident, as you mentioned, in Draper at about 125 East Bangor. Bank of American Fork, proudly serving the people and businesses of Utah for 100 years. Stop in today or visit bankaf.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, hot temperatures out there, mid-90s, tons of sunshine, just a beautiful June day. Now, we do have some changes coming. South winds will pick up on Tuesday, and we'll go to 97 in Salt Lake. Those winds moving ahead of a dry cold front that moves in early Wednesday. That'll keep temperatures in the 80s on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. A little warmer, back to the 90s by Saturday, Sunday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
Right now, sunshine, 95 degrees downtown.
Well, the weather just keeps changing. You know, we've got had these roller coaster temperatures. We've gone almost to 100 and then back down to 80. And now we're going back up to 97 tomorrow and then back down to maybe
it's a good thing. If they kept us up there at 97, we'd be a little bit miserable.
Yeah, it would be bad. And, you know, it's just not a good thing with the drought and how dry it is for fires. So you're going to want to join us for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We're going to tell you just how dry it might be in many areas around the state, plus the extended forecast at 20 and 50. We'll let you know what's the weekend is looking like.
All right. Thanks for joining us for Utah's Afternoon News 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Driving a little fast there, buddy.
Sorry, officer. I have to deposit a check, and the credit union is closing in 5 minutes.
In that case, I'm gonna need your license, registration, and your smartphone.
My phone?
With a new mobile check deposit from Golden West Credit Union, just snap a picture of your check with your smartphone, and it's deposited right into your account. You can easily deposit checks from anywhere, anytime, just not while you're driving.
Visit gwcu.org to download our free mobile banking apps, now featuring mobile check deposit. 20 convenient locations in Utah, and one right in your pocket. Golden West Credit Union.
So, I'm apartment hunting and having this debate with a landlord.
Like I said, no pets. Just can't rent you the unit.
Yeah, he's a dog, but sir, he's not a pet.
He's four-legged, he's hairy, he's on a leash, that's a pet.
No, Henry is an assistance animal. Look, I'm legally blind. Couldn't you make a reasonable accommodation for my guide dog?
Young lady, you can call your canine friend anything you want. Those are the rules.
Rules? Rules that allow for housing discrimination? So, I made a call to HUD to confirm that, indeed, landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals. And now, we're so happy in our new apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your disability, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or familial status, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
If your employer put your paycheck
on a debit card at a bank of their choice and said, "Have a nice day." That's actually happening, and it was Mickey D's that did it. We'll talk about it on the next Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Even more breaking local news on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
Do churches need better security after the shooting at St. Mark's in Ogden? Bishop John Wester says no. He says violence in church is too rare and that everyone should be vigilant. I'm KSL News Radio's Cleon Wall.
Other local stories we are following. Utah Attorney General John Swallow does not fare well in a new survey of local voters. The group Utah Data Point says the AG's favorability rating has dropped to just 12%.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealership.
Southbound I-15 slowing Murray to Midvale, a crash on the West Belt northbound at 4900 South, and slowdowns northbound into Woods Cross. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny and hot today, windy and even hotter tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
95 degrees downtown.
New research shows bullying by siblings is just as damaging to kids as bullying from their peers. Dr. Richard Besser, ABC chief medical correspondent, says parents have to take this seriously and lay down the law.
There's a zero tolerance for bullying. You want to make sure that you're not modeling violence in the home through your own behaviors. And you want to make sure that when you do see bullying, you separate kids.
Dr. Besser adds parents should also reward kids when their actions are positive toward their siblings, in order to reinforce positive, acceptable behavior.
FBI officials have started searching a field outside Detroit. ABC Sherry Preston says it's yet another attempt at finding the body of former Teamsters leader Jimmy Hoffa.
Another day, another search for Jimmy Hoffa's body, but this one, attorney David Chasnick insists, is the real deal.
There used to be a barn in the field, buried under the barn under a cement slab, and that's where our understanding is that the body should be.
Chesnick's client, 85-year-old Tony Zarelli, is the one who told him to search there. He was in jail when Hoffa disappeared in 1975. Oh, and he's also got a website where for $5 he'll sell you the story of what he thinks happened to the Teamsters boss, along with an autographed picture of himself for an extra $9.95. Maybe they'll have to keep on digging. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Now, the Nightside guys coming up at 7 o'clock. They'll slip in here at about 6:20 and let us know what they're doing tonight.
KSL's top national story this hour, a scare in the air as a disturbed man went berserk on a United flight from Hong Kong to Newark. Passengers sat on the man all the way across America until he was arrested at Newark Airport.
And now for more of our top national stories, here's Jeff at the KSL National News Desk.
Scott, President Obama and Russian President Putin alone in a room talking about Syria today. Whoa. This was tense.
There were not a lot of smiles and certainly no easy camaraderie after 2 hours behind closed doors. President Putin called their talks frank.
That's ABC's Ann Compton, who says they were polite in their disagreement about Syria's President Assad. The White House says he has to go. Russia says he stays. The job description, blast into space and land on an asteroid. 6,000 people applied, and today NASA introduced its 8 newest astronauts. 4 of them are women, all of them are in their 30s. Tomorrow, the Pentagon is set to announce that women can become Navy SEALs, starting in 2016. The military will unveil its plan to move women into thousands and thousands of combat jobs. The newly crowned Miss USA is out of a job. She's getting started with her reign, and Connecticut accountant Aaron Brady says the first order of business is to let her boss know she won't be in tomorrow at the accounting firm. Or ever again. A Florida 19-year-old is taking heat over a YouTube video that shows him riding on the back of a great white shark.
I decided that, you know what, I should maybe go try and swim with him because I might not be able to do it ever again.
No kidding, Chris Kreis. That's his name. He isn't apologizing for the ride of a lifetime. This ride of a lifetime could land him in court because you're not supposed to ride the sea creatures, especially one that weighs 50,000 pounds. Scott and Maria?
I saw the video of this, and he swims off the boat. I mean, this huge whale shark is out there, and he just grabs onto the fin. It's like, hey, look at me, look at me.
Fish for dinner?
It's crazy.
Dumb.
People for
dumb,
dinner, man
dumb.
For dinner. Ooh.
Thanks, Jeff.
You're just joining us. One of the stories we're following for you, the Utah Attorney General's approval rating has dropped to just 12%. This is a story we're going to continue to follow. On Wednesday, Utah lawmakers plan to talk about it for about 3 hours and whether he should be impeached.
This is the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. Here's Charles Moran.
We still have this accident on the I-215 West Belt. It's northbound about 4900 South, right before the 45th off-ramp. And it's taking up the right lane of traffic. Only the two left lanes are getting through. You'll see some minor slowing as you travel through. And we have I-15 slowing from Murray into Midvale. Also, a northbound crash, I-15 in Bluffdale. This is about 143rd South. Here's Len Thomas.
Still some patchy congestion north into Davis County from the refineries up to Woods Cross. And then it's looking pretty good past there up into Lagoon and Layton Hills Mall. A little bit busy as you approach Riverdale exit. We have an accident in Murray at 5400 South and 700 West. Utah's air can get bad. Do your part. Pledge to ride UTA in July at the UTARideClear.com and receive a free one-week pass while supplies last. Sponsored UTA and Zions Bank. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time for KSL's Accurate and Dependable 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Scott and Maria, what a gorgeous day outside. Tons of sunshine, temperatures in the mid-90s. Pretty nice here for the middle of June, and it's going to get even hotter tomorrow. South winds will pick up ahead of a dry cold front that will arrive on Wednesday. Once that front comes through, we'll drop back down into the 80s, which is a little more typical of this time of the year. We'll stay in the 80s for the rest of the week for highs, lows in the 50s, tons of sunshine. 90s return by Sunday, Monday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Kevin Eubank. KSL News Radio.
And right now in Salt Lake, a few clouds and 95 degrees.
Nightside Project coming up at 7. Ethan has joined us. Hi,
yes.
Ethan.
Yes, how are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Well, by now you've probably seen the video, or at least heard the video, of Miss Utah
Poor
USA.
Girl. Yeah.
So some people are comparing it to Miss South Carolina Teen USA. I think there's no comparison.
I think there's no comparison.
But we are going to talk about it in this way. Is it really fair to get all over this girl for this?
No.
Because it's going, as they
say, a lot of us would just freeze and not say anything.
It's going viral, to use the parlance of our times. And I don't know if it's fair.
Although, you know, this is not the first beauty pageant that she's been involved in. And
true.
This has also happened at other beauty pageants, I'm sure.
True.
And if you're scared to be in front of people, even with the TV cameras rolling, maybe you shouldn't be in a beauty
pageant.
Well,
she said she didn't hear the question. She should have asked them to repeat the question.
And that's where I'll begin. The question itself did not deserve to be repeated.
Oh.
It was a terrible question.
Yeah.
It was just absolutely silly.
And what is a beauty pageant contestant going to say?
Also, we're going to talk about whether or not you can run over lava.
You mean with your bare feet?
Not with your bare feet, but turns out you kind of can. And this is sparked by a video that's making the rounds.
Oh, no.
Viral, as they say.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
The beauty contestants can answer questions like that. They're very intelligent, deep people.
I shouldn't have said it exactly that way. My point is, I'm just wondering
it.
Well,
I get it. Okay. You're wondering, does that really belong in a beauty pageant?
Would you like to come on the Nightside Project, Scott, and explain yourself to me?
Yeah, I'll probably be ridiculed by the textures anyway. So.
Seriously.
All right. Thanks, Ethan. KSL News Time is 6:22.
When you're knee-deep in the hoopla, I want you to think of the Whipple Service Champions 100% team. Because the day this ad runs, we'll clear any drain line at the unheard-of price of $49, even if it's roots. Call 444-FAST. If you've got normal access to your drain line, today it will only cost you $49 to clear the blockage. We'll get it flowing or you don't pay. Our drain cleaning specialists clear drain lines for a living, and frankly, they're awesome at it. Call the Whipple Service Champions 100% team, committed to your 100% satisfaction. You can't lose when you do business with Whipple, because if we don't solve the problem, you don't pay. We'll clear any drain line, even if it's the main, for just $49. Call the Whipple Service Champions 100% team. 100% clean cut, drug tested, background check, trained technicians. 100% committed to your 100% satisfaction. 100%. Call 444-FAST. That's 444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com today to win great prizes, like a pair of tickets to the Utah Shakespeare Festival in Cedar City. Plus, find out more about the Sugar House Fireworks Show, July 4th at Sugar House Park, sponsored by Carl's Jr. and Jamba Juice. Win a $100 Shields gift card courtesy of Fish Fest, June 28th through 30th at Shields. Plus, learn more about the free screening of Despicable Me, June 27th at the Utah State Fair Park. It's all there, so log on today and win at KSLNewsRadio.com.
NSA has access to uploaded email, photos, videos, chats, and even Google searches.
Wake up every day this week to find out how the world we thought we understood has changed.
This is information that we don't want to leave unsupervised in the government's hands forever.
Utah's Morning News with Grant and Amanda, 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Watching Utah's Money on KSL, Susan G. Coleman for The Cure is naming a new CEO. Breast cancer charity named Judith Salerno to replace founder Nancy Brinker. Brinker announced last summer she would step down following an onslaught of criticism over Coleman's quickly reversed decision to stop giving grants to Planned Parenthood for breast cancer screenings.
Well, thanks to the Tony Awards, Broadway producers have been all smiles. Box office after the June 9th telecast has been up, even breaking some theater records for big winners like Pippin and Matilda the Musical. Kinky Boots, which won Best Musical Score, was up nearly $63,000 over the previous week.
Now Netflix is going to start running original television series from DreamWorks Animation. The financial terms were not disclosed, but Netflix says the multi-year agreement is its biggest deal ever for original first-run content. It will include more than 300 hours of new programming.
Your money at this moment, the Dow is up 110 points, ended the day at 15,180, NASDAQ up by 28, S&P up by 12.
Watching Utah's Money at 25 and 55 past the hour on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Straight ahead on Utah's Afternoon News, we'll tell you how one woman ended up in jail after killing her dog.
And we've got slowdowns on I-15 in the Midvale area. We'll check traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines next. Governors University Online, accelerated, accredited. Western Governors University, manageable, affordable schedules, wgu.edu/Utah.
And join Alex and Ethan for Seriously Thursday, live this Thursday at Wild Mustang Grill in Orem from 7 to 10. Wild Mustang, barbecue meats and side saddle specialties right off I-15 at University Parkway exit.
At 6:29, let's get another update of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships, and here is Charles Moran.
Well, we still have this rollover on the West Belt in Taylorsville. It's northbound at 4900 South, blocking the right lane of traffic. Not a lot of traffic coming through. So there's no backups at the moment. We have southbound slowing about 5900 south to 90th. And no problems through Sandy and Draper over the point into and through Utah County. Here's Len Thomas.
Charles, traffic is easing up into Davis County at the North Interchange. Beck Street exit, Woods Cross, all starting to thin out a bit. And it's a smooth glide on up toward Lagoon and Boondocks. Highway 89 is light past Fruit Heights. Legacy Parkway is sparse, and I-80 from I-15 to the mouth of Parley's is a little busy, but making good time. Also, we have an accident in Murray at 5400 South and 7th West. Save up to $14,000 on all remaining 2012 Ram heavy-duty trucks at Larry H. Miller, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Sandy. Visit LHMDeals.com for information. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, what a gorgeous day. Sunny skies, temperatures in the mid-90s. It's going to get even warmer tomorrow. South winds will pick up ahead of a dry cold front that will move in early Wednesday morning. Tomorrow's highs in the mid to upper 90s with lots of sun and just gusty south winds. Highs will dip down into the 80s on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, back up to near 90 by the weekend. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 6:30, sunny in Salt Lake City and 95 degrees.
Rollover on the West Belt. I'm Len Thomas.
Our top local story this hour, one call helps police catch up with a woman who killed her dog in a cruel fashion. Cleon Wall has more on that story from Salt Lake.
Kim Michelle Davis admitted to opening up her dog's mouth and spraying it with Raid. It's the same insecticide that kills household bugs. Salt Lake police would not have known about it if they hadn't received a call from a neighbor. Detective Mike Hamaday says they're grateful to the caller for a couple of reasons.
Now, as a result, we, number one, have identified a person with a possible mental illness and with the propensity towards some sort of violence.
Hamaday hopes she gets the mental health treatment she needs. Davis says she killed the dog because she didn't want her ex-husband to take it. Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
A shooting early this morning in Salt Lake City has left a man hospitalized, but not before he drove himself to 7-Eleven. Police Lieutenant Tyrone Farias says that they responded to the store on reports of a shooting, but later learned that that's not where the shooting took place.
You know, right on scene, discovered that the actual shooting possibly took place at there by Jordan Park.
Now, Farias says the shooting happened near the park, and they're still looking for the shooter.
Speaking of 7-Elevens, a federal prosecutor in New York says owners and managers of stores across Long Island and in Virginia have been exploiting workers from Pakistan and the Philippines. Federal agents raided 14 franchise stores earlier today and are executing search warrants at another 40 stores across the country suspected of similar infractions.
A woman tells KSL of a close encounter with a suspect in a shooting at an Ogden church. She ran into the suspect just moments later. KSL News Radio's Mark Duke has the exclusive story.
Shannon Spainauer had just gotten out of the shower when she encountered Charles Ricky Jennings inside her house. She says he kept saying, "Your car, your car." She refused to give it up and instead ran out of a back door for help.
Went through the gate up to the front of my house and ran down the street to my neighbor's home. He followed me, saying, "I'll shoot you." I saw him head west in between two neighbors' homes. I made it to my neighbors, who let me in and called 911 for me.
Spainauer says she had no idea a man had just been shot at the church nearby. Today, she says she's glad she's safe and that her children were not in the house at the time. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. New information about the scary flight from Hong Kong to New York City. A man stood up in his seat and went crazy. Here's Jeff Kaplan live from the KSL National News Desk.
Maria, midway between Hong Kong and New York, the man jumped up, started screaming that everyone on the plane was poisoning him. We have a passenger's recording of the incident. This went on and on. Listen closely here.
I'm dead! I'm dead! I'm dead!
On and on, other passengers joined forces and tackled the guy.
He started reaching for something in his jacket, and so a few of us, you know, jumped on him, basically put him to the floor.
Passengers took turns sitting on the man all the way to Newark, where swarms of cops were waiting. He was escorted off the plane in handcuffs. Live, Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
Now, the NSA leaker took part in an online chat session with readers of The Guardian today. In one response, Edward Snowden said to being called a traitor by former Vice President Dick Cheney, saying that's the highest honor Cheney could have given him.
Politics on KSL News Radio. A Supreme Court ruling that Arizona cannot demand proof of citizenship for voting could also affect other states. ABC's Vic Ratner reports.
That's what we call behavioral.
Arizona's Proposition 200 bars residents registering to vote without providing proof of citizenship. By a 7-2 margin, the Supreme Court ruled that violates provisions of the 1993 Federal Voter Registration Act. Four other states have similar proof of citizenship laws, and a dozen states are considering them.
Opponents of Arizona's law see it as an attack on vulnerable voter groups such as minorities, immigrants, and the elderly.
Well, accusations against Utah's attorney general appear to be taking their toll. A new survey of voters by the group Utah Data Points shows John Swallow's favorability rating has plunged to just 12%.
Almost 80% of Utah voters want John Swallow to resign. And this is true even for Republicans and even strong Republicans, even a majority of the strongest partisans would like him to resign and would like these impeachment proceedings to begin.
Brigham Young University political science professor Quinn Monson says the survey also shows state lawmakers won't face a pushback from voters if they move ahead with impeachment.
The family of a Utah girl killed in an ATV accident show a measure of mercy to the man suspected of causing her death. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the story.
7-year-old Miranda Anderson is being remembered as a tomboy who loved attending Sunday school at the Baptist Church in Tulip.
She was well loved and she's well missed and we're going to always remember her.
Pastor Jeff Sinner is her uncle. A friend of her mother, Chad Tharp, was reportedly in control of the ATV that veered off the road into a low-hanging branch that ruptured an artery in Miranda's neck. Prosecutors say Tharp was under the influence of alcohol.
We don't hold anything against Chad, and he loved Miranda. Just like the family, pretty much.
Sinner says the girl's father has been taking her death especially hard. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News.
Pouring cold water on your plans for a campfire. I'm Dave Cawley.
We have a rollover on I-215 West Belt in Taylorsville. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 9.
KSL News Time, 6:36.
In a perfect world, every appliance would be stainless steel. And that stainless steel would never get fingerprints or scratches. Of course, that would be in a perfect world. Oh, wait a minute. It is a perfect world when you call Protect and Shine at 801-557-9308. Because Protect and Shine can take away all those fingerprints and scratches that everyone can't help but leave on your shiny stainless steel appliances every single day. Unlike your spray bottle, just a one-time application can last you up to 5 years, and your cleaning time is cut by 90%. And no more fingerprints. Right now, Protect and Shine will protect 4 stainless steel appliances for only $195. That's not just stainless steel, that's a steal. Normally $295. When you call today, it's only $195. Call 801-577-9308 and Protect and Shine. For more, go to protectandshine.com. New under the sun, Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson are the Browsers. 1-3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 6:45, former Miss Utah USA defends the current contestant after her embarrassment on live TV.
KSL News Time, 6:38. Investigators looking into Colorado's deadly Black Forest fire believe it was human-caused. They are going through the ashes of luxury homes destroyed by the fire over the past week. It's mostly out now thanks to strong rains. Meanwhile, a new fire is causing concern, this one near California's Yosemite National Park.
While fires around the West have forest managers here in Utah urging caution this week, KSL News Radio's Dave Colley has more.
Hot winds are bad news when it comes to fires. The Uinta Mountains went from snow-covered to dry and breezy in just a few short weeks. As a result, the Ashley National Forest wants visitors to voluntarily give up on their campfires this week. Forest managers worry a stray ember could spark a big blaze that would spread quickly under the current forecast. Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Jazz want to make sure that fans can see the action, even if their view of the floor at Energy Solutions isn't that great. KSL's Jason Shepard has more.
Today, the Utah Jazz announced plans for a $15 million upgrade to Energy Solutions Arena, which will include new HD LED video boards and a new sound system. The video boards running the length of the court will be 42 feet long and 24 feet high, while the end screens on each baseline will measure 26 feet long and 17 feet high. Now, the new video boards will weigh 55,000 pounds and are expected to be installed by the beginning of the season. Jason Shepard, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. Here's Charles Moran.
Well, earlier slowdowns have just about come to an end. We still have some minor slowing in Midvale before the first Sandy exit. No problems after that through Draper. Bluffdale to Lehigh in great shape. We've had no problems in Utah County all afternoon. And a good drive on the West Belt, except for this rollover northbound at 4900 South, blocking the right lane of traffic. Here's Len Thomas.
Well, heading into Davis County through Woods Cross on I-15 North, it's easing up quite a bit up to Parrish Lane, all the way up to Antelope Drive, and it's a good drive on up to Boondocks. We have an accident in Murray at 5300 South Murray Boulevard, and a crash downtown 100 South, 900 East to watch out for. Zions Bank combines low rates with responsible turnaround times. Visit zionsbank.com/refinance to learn more. Subject to credit and collateral approval. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, a hot day out there, mid-90s and lots of sunshine. Gets even warmer on Tuesday, compliments of the south wind. We'll go to 97 in Salt Lake City. That wind will shift back to the north as a little dry cold front comes through Wednesday morning. That'll keep highs only in the low to mid-80s right on through the middle part of the week. Warmer weather moves back in for the weekend. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
And right now in Salt Lake, we've got a few clouds and 94 degrees.
Well, summer break is coming up for the U.S. Supreme Court, and that means a lot of people are wondering if they're going to take some action on some things that are out there and pending. One of those is affirmative action and voting rights, as well as California's Proposition 8. We're keeping an eye on those for you.
Right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Take an ordinary putty knife and scrape off the old wax ring. Place the new wax ring over the flange, then line up the bolts with the bowl and gently set in place, making sure a proper seal is created with the flange and drain. Next?
Dad?
Yeah, sweetie?
Is that an old plumbing manual?
Oh, yeah, honey.
We really need to get some new books.
Right, do you want me to stop?
Nah, I kind of want to know how it ends.
Okay. Tighten the bolts, line up the flushing valve to the opening in the top of the bowl, and secure the tank with a screwdriver and crescent wrench.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My mom and dad both have health issues, so yeah, when my doctor recommended preventive care for me, I knew he was right. So I left his office and called Regions. With the new healthcare laws, you want to understand what's covered right now and what's not, and what's going to change. They made it plain as day. I mean, really, I just want to do the right things for my health. I'm glad my health plan supports me.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
To places unknown, and yes, even Mars. We'll talk about that on the next Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Get updated on the quarter hour with KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, the family of a 7-year-old girl killed in an ATV crash say they don't hold her death against the man driving the four-wheeler. Police believe that Chad Tharp was intoxicated. He's charged with automobile homicide.
Other local stories we're following. An Ogden woman tells KSL she escaped a run-in with the suspect in a Father's Day shooting at a church. Shannon Spainhauer says Ricky Jennings came into her house and demanded her car. She refused and ran to find help.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships.
An accident, 5320 South Murray Boulevard, 700 West, and we have a crash on the west belt of I-215 northbound at 4900 South. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hot temperatures get even hotter, and here we go with the wind. I'm Kevin Eubank on your KSL Extra.
Right now in Salt Lake, a few clouds, 94 degrees.
KSL's top national story this hour, a tense meeting between President Obama and Russian President Putin. After 2 hours face-to-face, they could only agree to disagree about the future of Syria.
KSL politics, in-depth news and analysis from the political world. And here's KSL News Radio's Ethan Miller.
Apparently, Governor Chris Christie likes playing with fire. Even as some are encouraging him to mend fences with the hardcore partisan wing of the Republican Party, he appeared on stage with President Clinton at the Clinton Global Initiative meeting to talk about the storm damage his state is still dealing with.
During the image most Americans have of you, standing there in your jacket, grieving with your people, working with them, and working with the president, and you've got both praise and damnation for ignoring the political differences that you had then and still have with the president and all of us who are in the other party, to do something that was really important.
There's another way to see this. If, after this recent loss, the Republican Party is more accommodating in the primary process, then Governor Christie's pragmatism could make him a strong contender in a general election for president. I'm Ethan Millard, KSL News Radio.
Miss Utah USA Marissa Powell has become a viral sensation, but it's not for her third-place finish at Miss USA last night.
Well, Powell is being criticized for the way she answered a question from reality star judge Nene Leakes about gender pay inequality, but a former Miss Utah USA is coming to her defense.
There's no preparation for what it's actually like to stand on that Miss USA stage with millions of viewers, an audience packed full, and then, you know, you have celebrities on stage and your panel is celebrities. So there's no preparation for that. And she is a very smart girl. The last thing I worried about for her was this, because she is such a wonderful speaker and she is very intelligent. So to me, it is very clear that what happened was her nerves took over. And I think when you really watch it, that's pretty clear that she just didn't hear the question. I did talk to her today, and she said she didn't hear the question, and she should have asked them to repeat it. So she just got caught up in the moment, and she just, you know, she just started talking when she should have just asked them to repeat it.
Former Miss Utah USA 2011 Jamie Lynn Crandall says it was hard watching Powell struggle.
I really am so proud of her for keeping her composure afterwards. She really held herself so well, and she, you know, I just felt for her. I didn't feel sorry for her. I wish I could have fixed it for her, because I really love her, and I know how she could have answered that question had she just asked them to repeat it. So I just felt for her. I wanted it to just you know, I wanted it to be different, but it is what it is. And I think public speaking is everyone's number one fear. So to have this happen to her, you know, it's a nightmare, and she's just dealing with it the best that she can. And I think she's really going to make a positive out of this, because that's not who she is. She messed up, and I think everybody has messed up or could have done the same thing that she did.
Now, she says Miss Utah USA organization stands behind Marissa.
That's what I would like to see, is girls just have her back, because, you know, it could have happened to any of us. It truly could have. And I think we just need to stand by her, especially, you know, it's kind of sad to see some of the people here in Utah bashing her. You know, we got to have her back. That's how I feel. So she's going to be fine.
Okay, she's getting a lot of publicity. She will be on the Today Show tomorrow morning.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Let's get you another update of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And here again is Charles Moran.
Well, it's in Bluffdale, northbound I-15, 143rd South. We still have this accident off to the right shoulder involving a semi. And then we have a semi rollover on the 215 West Belt. This is 4900 South in Taylorsville. And no other problems. I-15 southbound looking good from Salt Lake to Provo. Here's Len Thomas.
It's a good commute into Davis County this evening. Northbound, earlier delays have evaporated. On I-80, traffic is moving well between I-15 and the mouth of Parley's. East side belts in good shape. Foothill, Wasatch are busy, but no problems. An accident in Murray at 5400 South and 700 West. Utah's air can get really bad. Do your part. Pledge to ride UTA in July at utarideclear.com and receive a free one-week pass while supplies last. Sponsored by UTA and Zions Bank. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time now for the accurate and dependable 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubanks.
Scott and Maria, what a gorgeous day out there. Sunny skies, temperatures a little hot in the mid-90s. It's going to get even warmer tomorrow. South winds will pick up ahead of a little weak cold front. Those winds will bump us up to 97 for the high Tuesday. The cold front comes in Wednesday morning, and that will keep us in the 80s for the rest of the week. Tons of sunshine. That little cold front won't produce any storms, but it will keep us on the cooler side. Temperatures get back into the 90s by the weekend and the first of next week. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
95 degrees downtown.
KSL News Time, 6:51.
Regrets? Oh, we're all going to have them. Doesn't matter who you are, what you do. At some point, you're going to wish you'd done something differently. You know, the woulda, coulda, shouldas. But let me tell you a couple of things you'll never regret. You'll never regret spending extra time talking to your teenager. Trust me. You'll never regret answering your 3-year-old's question about where the water in the bathtub comes from. And I've never seen anyone wish they hadn't sat in the kitchen laughing with their children and telling them goofy stories about when they were kids. Yeah, sure, we're all gonna have regrets, but talking too much with our kids won't be one of them.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at mormon.org.
I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair.
And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and wind up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Saturn is going to shift back to the extra warm and windy side of things. In fact, south winds will kick us up to 97 degrees on Tuesday. A little dry cold front will come through Wednesday. That'll drop us back down closer to normal. We'll be in the mid-80s through the end of the week. Upper 80s for Saturday, back to the 90s by Sunday, Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank with a look at your pattern on KSL News Radio.
And watching Utah's money, if you're looking for a used car, two new smartphone apps may help you negotiate a better deal. The apps give the wholesale or auction value of a car when the vehicle identification number is scanned. So if a dealer is asking $10,000 for a car and you know the auction price is $8,000, there is obviously some room to bargain.
The ultimate timepiece, the atomic clock, is about to become even more precise. Ultra-short laser pulses were used to help synchronize the atomic clocks. Not only will that make for more accurate timekeeping, but will also help with GPS devices, more phone networks, and broadcast transmitters.
Well, according to the Oxford English Dictionary's June update, tweet is now an officially recognized English word. The chief editor included tweet at the end of a blog post announcing a number of new terms. The inclusion of tweet broke an OED rule that new words need to be current for at least 10 years before consideration.
And your money at this moment, the Dow was up by 110 points. It ended the day at 15,180. NASDAQ up by 28. S&P up by 12.
Watching Utah's money at 25 and 55 past the hour on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1168.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealership. And Len, how are things looking out there?
Well, it's not looking too bad. It looks like things are starting to ease up just a little bit. On the west side belt, the semi-rollover northbound at about 49 South has two lanes shut down, but traffic is moving by. Another crash southbound on I-15 at 142nd South has some vehicles over to the side. Otherwise, southbound, you're looking smooth through Bluffdale and over the point of the mountain and into Utah County. Davis County northbound is a nice ride. Get what you need from any spring home fix-up project from one of Diamond Rentals' conveniently located equipment stores. Look for the new Diamond Rental Centers along I-15 in Kaysville and Sandy. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, Len, thanks very much. And the forecast for Salt Lake, Ogden, and Provo, going to have clear skies tonight. The overnight low should be in the low 60s. Sunny, windy, and warm tomorrow. A high maybe getting up close to 100 degrees tomorrow. May not make 100, but we're going to get close. 97 is about as close you can get. And it's going to be windy like the convection oven. But then we're going to drop back down into the mid-80s by Wednesday. Low 80s for Thursday and Friday, but plenty of sunshine. So, and your weekend looking pretty good, too. Right now in Salt Lake, a few clouds, 94 degrees.
Have a great evening. The Nightside Project up next.
Scott and Maria with you on the way home. We'll be back again tomorrow.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake.